This Football Friday Report is powered by the new Minnesota Lottery Viking Scratch Game. This could be your year because you've got a chance at $100,000 and great second chance prizes. So say, I'm in. Minnesota Lottery. Must be 18 or older to play.
The Vikings are in Dublin. They're set to play Pittsburgh there on Sunday morning. Receiver Adam Thielen says it's great having Jordan Addison back from suspension and in the fold.
I got to know him a little bit over the summer just to be around him now. He's obviously a great football player, but he's been a great teammate. I'm excited to see him make a difference on the field.
Sunday's game will kick at 8:30 a.m. Gopher football has a morning game tomorrow against Rutgers. That means former Minnesota quarterback Ethan Kelly-McManus is back in town, this time as the Scarlet Knight signal caller. Gopher defensive end Anthony Smith says he's seen improvement in watching his former teammate play.
Watching him and just playing with, like, he has so much poise while he's playing football. I mean, he's just obviously, I think this is his fifth year now. So, again, year by year, you gain knowledge and you just build on the years before. So, I think he's a great player. So, I'm excited to play against him, yeah.
Tomorrow's kickoff is 11 o'clock. The 12th-ranked Gopher volleyball team swept Michigan State last night. Michigan State beat Minnesota in women's soccer last night 2-1. The Gopher women's hockey team beat Boston College 7-1, and Minnesota Duluth's women hockey team skated past Syracuse 4-0. The Twins got two homers from Byron Buxton. They walloped the Rangers yesterday 4-0. Manager Rocco Baldelli on his star outfielder Buxton, who drove home all four runs.
He's in the process of capping off a pretty historic year. My guess is he's going to get a whole bunch of MVP votes and Silver Slugger votes.
The Twins will visit Philadelphia tonight. The Wild lost a preseason game last night in St. Paul to Dallas 5-2. Marco Rossi scored both Minnesota goals. Head coach John Hines on Rossi.
He was on pucks, obviously the quick release. He scored his first goal, obviously, right around the paint, which is normal for him. Thought he was strong on the puck, so it was nice to see.
Basketball, the Lynx play at Phoenix tonight, game 3 of the WNBA semifinals. This is M&N Sports.